If you are listening to this, you have to go to the Indy 500. It is an experience beyond anything else. The racing is, first off, insane, going 240 miles an hour, but the event itself is so amazing, and we're getting to do it on Memorial Day. This is IndyCar driver Stingray Rob. The Indy 500 is back home again on WGN.
720 WGN, as we head towards Long Beach, excited to have on a driver that fans are expecting great things from in 2025. Already has the best name in all of motorsports, is bringing that and a bunch of talent as the driver of the number 77 Junco's Hollinger Chevrolet for the NTT IndyCar Series. Stingray Rob, welcome to WGN.
Thank you. That was quite the intro. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I mean, you deserve it, but we're excited about the season. Of course, 500 next month, a lot of eyes on that, but series takes you all over the country, marquee locations for fans. Long Beach, definitely one of those. In the other series, you've traveled quite a bit. Talk a little bit about Long Beach. Is it a place that you and other drivers like to go? What can fans expect?
Yeah, Long Beach is an interesting track for us. I mean, I think that with it being only our third race of the year, there's still a lot to learn. There's new tire compounds that we're learning throughout the year. I'm with a new team in JHR, so there's learning on that side as well. But for us, I think that we've done a good enough job to understand what the car needs going into Long Beach. St. Pete was our first race of the year, and there was a new street course tire introduced at that event. So definitely a curveball thrown in our engineering there, but now we know. And heading into Long Beach, I think we've made some good adjustments to the car after analyzing everything around that race. But the event itself is awesome. I mean, 50 years there speaks to the experience that comes along with that race. It's obviously a huge event for us on the calendar. I would say it's second in line to the Indy 500. And for us to go there every year, I'm a West Coast kid, you know, being from Idaho. And so it's nice to kind of feel like at home a little bit. And the fans show up in force there, which is awesome.
Being here in Chicago, we always talk about people making positive lifestyle choices based on their locations. And you think about this, you got St. Pete, you got Long Beach, you know, got iconic locations, of course, like Indy, but that's not till it gets nice out. Talk a little bit about that, right? It's good to go to some of these places that people want to be just in general.
I mean, it's awesome. Yeah, we've had a great calendar so far this year. Like you said, St. Pete, it's always sunny in St. Pete. I don't know how we get so lucky there every year, but it's beautiful. The city's awesome. The fans are great. And then we went straight from that to Thermal, California, down in Palm Springs just after. Yep. And that, again, beautiful, great weather. And the facility there was amazing. And then straight into Long Beach, again, beautiful weather, usually. I'm going to probably jinx it now, hopefully not, but knock on wood. No, I think that it'll be a great event. And I think that, again, these places that we get to go to, they're great events, naturally, because it's IndyCar racing, and IndyCar racing is the best in the world, in my opinion. But the locations are incredible. And to have, again, that history, it shows how important that location is. So it's good to go back. I'm excited for it.
You're a young driver, but come on, you've been racing longer than a lot of people have, a regular career racing since you were five. Grew up in Idaho. We know that. We've talked about it. IndyCar, of course, has a big presence in Indianapolis. You think about NASCAR, you know, North Carolina, but Idaho, and we talked before we got on the air that it is a mysterious place. You say that Idahoans, you know, you kind of want to keep it that way. You think about maybe potatoes, right? That's sort of a marquee export for Idaho, but the racing community there, people don't necessarily hear about it. What is it like? Is there a big racing community, or did you guys have to really kind of search to find it?
Well, in my day, I'm talking like an old racer now, but back in my day, We did have to travel quite a bit. I remember being 6-7 years old, and we were heading 4 hours, 5 hours down the road to another racetrack just to find some open grounds to race on. Now, in Idaho now, these days, it has grown a lot. There's a gentleman out there that's been building racetracks for young go-karters. So now we have three really quite good go-kart tracks that I've been able to drive on. I actually helped design one of them. Wow. And then there's actually a couple oval tracks now. So There's definitely a growing culture around racing. I obviously grew up with a name like Stingray, parents being big Corvette fans. I grew up going to the drag races and autocross events, but that was just for the enthusiasts. I think now there's actually a growing culture, and hopefully I'm kind of the seedling that gets to promote that there. And I would love to see a generation of young drivers come from Idaho that pour into different series across the world and are talented, and they have the backing that they need to get the job done.
If you could see it, you can be it. You're definitely doing that. You're getting out there as a great ambassador for all of that stuff, kind of living the dream. Now, growing up racing karts, and then of course K&N, and you've even done some NASCAR. You mentioned, of course, your support, obviously IndyCar. That's where you're at, and that's what you want to do. We're seeing more, especially on the media side, more and more crossover from fans. It used to be everyone would stay in their lane, and you're just an IndyCar fan, just a NASCAR fan, maybe completely oblivious of those other series. We know drivers just appreciate and love other drivers from all sorts of different things. We're seeing more. Kyle Larson is going to be doing the double again. And so any thoughts to that? Have you thought about maybe trying out NASCAR a little bit or doing some other things, you know, as your career goes a little bit further?
We'll see. I'm never going to say no to driving a thing with four wheels, a steering wheel, and a fast motor in it. But, you know, I think in the past I've done well to try and experience as much as possible. When I was making the transition from go-karts into cars, I tried everything that I could. I did some dirt track racing. I did some sports car racing, open wheel, obviously IndyCar, and then a little bit of NASCAR, as you mentioned, that K&N West series, which is now at the level of the ARCA series. So I settled on IndyCar racing, or the Formula Car racing route, because I loved the diversity in driving. But that doesn't mean that I don't have a lot of respect for other drivers in other disciplines like NASCAR or anything else. And to say the least, I think that we all have that same passion of just going fast. And there's no better feeling than pushing a car to the limit and trying to get the most out of it and wringing its neck, trying to figure out what we need to do to drive it faster. But that's the beauty of different disciplines, is that you can do that. And there's definitely guys that are like Kyle Larson that can step into any seat and be very competitive. So I'm sure that he'll be back in force again this year at the Indy 500. Hopefully we'll be right up there with him pushing the limits of those vehicles.
Yeah, IndyCar, is as good as it gets right now. The racing, the competition, it's an exciting series, and you're, of course, adding to some of that as well. And then you have the marquee sporting event of all time globally, the one day largest sporting event in the world, the Indy 500. Talk a little bit about getting to run that. Obviously, you're going to hope for more success down the road in your long career, but just being a fan, growing up, racing, and of course, you see it on TV and then getting to be a part of it. And then for fans, it is one of those bucket list items. There are people that may not be even the big racing enthusiasts that know they have to get to the Indy 500. Talk a little bit about what it's like.
Well, if you're a fan listening to this right now, or even if you're not a fan, if you are listening to this, you have to go to the Indy 500. It is an experience beyond anything else, and not just the racing. I mean, the racing is, first off, insane. I don't know why we do what we do. We strap ourselves to rockets that are going 240 miles an hour, and they shouldn't be cornering at those kinds of speeds, but we are. And to make it more chaotic, there's 32 other drivers on the track at the same time as us that are trying to run us off the road, pass, and it's just chaos. But the event itself is so amazing. I cannot believe, as a young driver, why I didn't come to the Indy 500 as a fan sooner. And to say the least, like, one of my favorite things is that we're getting to do it on Memorial Day. And when the national anthem plays and the flyover happens and they play the taps, I get emotional every year. Like, even before I was standing on the grid for the Indy 500, just as a young driver watching when I was at the level below IndyCar, it was an incredible event. And for me, as a driver that has kind of wanted to take that step into the Indy 500, to get to experience it from the driver's perspective is unbelievable. I mean, the whole month of May is surrounding this one event. I mean, we have other races, but the Indy 500 is our Super Bowl. And for us, when you win the Indy 500, it is glory for years. Like, that's the ultimate thing. To do it multiple times, that's the peak. That's the pinnacle. I don't know why you would even continue to race at that point, because you're going to let yourself down if you don't ever win it again. Like, it's just, there's nothing that beats that kind of racing, and it's chaos. I mean, true, utter chaos when you're racing wheel to wheel, four wide down in turn one at 200 plus miles an hour. But those drivers that we're out there with, they're the most talented in the world. And that's my opinion. You can go ahead and argue with me on that, but I'm going to stand on my ground that these guys know what they're doing. And anyone that wants to come and try it should. Anyone that wants to come and watch it should. It's a great event.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll contend too, we talk about it all the time, if you win the Indy 500, there are very few things that rise to this level of notoriety, is that it is a piece of immortality. Forever, you will be known as an Indy 500 champion. You'll be introduced for the rest of your life till you're 95 years old or whatever, as that. And it is, like I said, just a piece of immortality there. Now think about this. You can't get there with all your talent, everything that you can do, and of course racing since you were a little kid, but you got to have a great team. You got a new team this year. Take an opportunity to share a little bit about the team, how they've supported you, and kind of bright things that you're looking forward to this year with them.
Thank you for asking that question and setting that up for me. Yeah, the green team, the Juncos Hollander Racing boys. I mean, everyone there has been awesome this year. I love getting to be a part of this crew, and they've welcomed me with open arms this season. And I think that we're on the right track. We're making good improvements. We're learning lots on and off the racetrack. And the one thing that I think people don't realize is that I've been here before with this team, and not in IndyCar racing, but down in the AA ladder, the USF Pro 2000 Series back in 2020, we won that championship together. And so to have that camaraderie and that history moving forward with Ricardo Juncos, I think that there's a lot of respect that I was able to have for his passion, his leadership, even before I joined the team again this year, because I know who he is and I know what he's about. I know where he came from. And the team itself, it's got a lot of young, talented individuals that are passionate about this, but they're also craving excellence in what they're doing. And so I have no doubt that the results will come in the future for these guys. It's still a young team. This is our fourth full-time season in IndyCar racing with as Juncos Hollander Racing. So lots of room to go. The results will come eventually. We're knocking on that door already, and I feel like we're confident going into the rest of the year that we can get some good results. It's just a matter of doing it consistently. And that's a lot easier said than done in IndyCar racing. It's very competitive, so we'll see how it
You
goes.
guys are great athletes. Everybody knows that, but the mental side of it, the psyche side of it, sort of a two-parter here. Faith is very important to you. How does that factor into? Is that sort of maybe a secret weapon for you that helps you be prepared and focused for the race? And then also, you just married last fall, and how do you factor that in? Like, your career, as cool as it is, right? Fighter pilot, race car driver, right? I mean, a business card, it's great, but you have another person there that cares deeply about you not surviving, right? So is the fact that it's dangerous, has that factored into it? Just your thoughts on both.
IndyCar racing is a very unique work for sure. It's a great spot to be in when you're a single young guy trying to live out your dream, but there is a lot of other factors that play into that. And again, in a sport that's driven by results, it's hard to lose your identity in those. And so for myself, over the last 2 years in IndyCar racing, I've gotten beat up pretty bad, if you could say. There's been some negative pushback at different times, but having my identity tied to something more than myself, more than the results on the racetrack, has been so deeply important to who I'm becoming as much as what I'm doing. And that comes from my faith. I find my identity in what Jesus Christ did on the cross, and that sacrifice allows me to live a life in freedom and not enslaved to those lies that might be said behind the scenes. And it allows me to move into each new event with a lot more joy because I'm able to give myself grace because I've already been given grace. And it gives me also an opportunity to feel some significance with what I'm doing. Now, racing is a great fun thing. I have a great passion for it, being on the racetrack, but there may not always be significance in winning races. So I'm able to leverage this platform for the significance of changing the communities around me, being salt and light wherever I am. And I've done that through things this last off season with a group called Choices Matter, which is a great group. We got to go into different high schools, and I just simply talked about safe driving habits. And so things like that have been significant for me to see that, my identity is not just where I finish at the Indy 500. It's beyond that. The impact that I'm having, the life that I'm leading, and that again goes into my marriage. If I were to not have that identity, I probably wouldn't be able to find someone as great as Molly, my wife. But lucky enough for me, I was able to find her. We got married last November, and it's been great so far. She's a race fan, and she's a competitor herself. So we're definitely getting to pull each other in the right directions. We're excited for the future, and it's going to be a good year.
Last thing, the thing, Stingray Rob, that's who we're talking to. Of course, the listeners know and appreciate him. He's got the coolest name in motorsports. And you got to think, I have three kids. We have three kids. And there was like a give take over the course of the time, what they're going to be named, right? Oh, maybe it's this, maybe it's that, right? What are some good ones? Oh, and then you end up deciding on one. Were there any others that were in the running? We know Mustang would have been out, right? Because you guys, you're not Ford people, right? So that would have been bad, but maybe Camaro, right? Or was there a very pedestrian, mundane Uncle Larry or something? Like, oh, well, we should name him Larry. Was there any like basic names that almost became you?
Well, it's funny that you mentioned Larry because that's my father's name. So I was just there trying to get away from that. I think that the other alternative would have been if I had been born a girl, it would have been Corvette. which is awful. So don't do that to your kid. It's bad enough with a name like Sting right now. Actually, it's been pretty good. But I don't think a lot of people will realize this, but there is a more logical, less exciting part of my name. And the reason that I am who I am is because my dad's side of the family's heritage is from Stirling, Scotland. So Sting is actually short for Sterling, and both of my grandfathers had Ray in their name. So I think that that was just trying to make it logical for naming their kid after a car. But anyways, it worked out well. I'm an IndyCar driver now,
Yes.
and in the end, it makes a good story.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. Of course, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all of that. And as we let you go, where can people go to keep up with you? Obviously, they'll watch the race on Fox. They'll be able to watch it, of course, at the Indy 500 as well, and everywhere in between, social media wise. Where can they go?
Yeah, I'm on most social medias at Stingray Rob. That's ROBB, two B's in Rob. And if you want to go on to the old internets and look at my website, that's stingrayrob.com. We have our next race coming up at the GP of Long Beach. If you want to get tickets for that, you can go to gplb.com, gplb.com. And then follow us on IndyCar. IndyCar racing is great. And we're going to be on Fox Sports for the rest of the year. So make sure to tune into the broadcast and cheer us on.
We'll have links up for all of it. Thanks so much for everything you're doing. Good luck at the track, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me on.